Good morning. From the newsroom of the Financial Times, today is Wednesday, March 20th, and this is your FT News Briefing. Today, EU leaders in Brussels tell the British government there are no guarantees it can delay Brexit. Google overhauls how it displays certain search results in Europe to avoid more trouble. Another round of US-China trade talks are scheduled for next week in Beijing. And FedEx shows the effects of a weakening international economy. Then the FT's Kadam Schuber explains the latest in the fight between Tesla chief executive Elon Musk and the Securities and Exchange Commission. I'm Eric Krupke, and here's the news you need to start your day.
This is Alex Barker. I'm the Brussels bureau chief. This is a very big week for Brexit. We have a summit on Thursday with all of the EU leaders in Brussels. And at that point, we'll discuss for the first time whether to extend Britain's membership of the EU and delay the point of Brexit, which is supposed to be on March 29th. There's no sign in Westminster of a majority yet coming together to ratify the deal. The frustrations are huge on the EU side, and Theresa May will be bringing a request to extend to this summit. On Tuesday, Europe ministers gathered to prepare a little bit of this for the leaders who will take the decision on Thursday or later next week. Michel Barnier, the EU's chief Brexit negotiator, briefed them on the kind of issues that will arise, and he was very clear that the UK needed to show that there would be some kind of democratic process if they needed time for a long extension. Michel Barnier has been at the more demanding end of the spectrum of opinion in the EU about how short this extension should be and what the condition should be. Some member states and the European Commission are worried that a long extension would potentially start to cause problems for the rest of the EU if Britain is left kind of with an unresolved crisis on its hands and is at the same time sitting in the decision-making bodies of the EU, deciding budgets, deciding on top jobs with its own commissioner, and potentially even holding European elections in May, even though it would still want to leave within a year or so.
Meanwhile, in London, Prime Minister Theresa May's cabinet is split over whether the UK should request a long or short delay to Brexit. Mrs. May's allies said they expected she would seek a short delay, just until June 30th, to allow her to try to pass her deal next week. Google is overhauling how it displays certain search results in Europe, and it's going to give Android users a choice of browser and search app. The tech giant is trying to avoid yet another probe from the EU. They've been locked in a series of antitrust battles for 10 years now. Today, Google will be fined in its third antitrust investigation. Google has already paid 7 billion euros in fines in two other cases. In an effort to avoid another probe, the company is making preemptive changes to how it treats rivals in job searches and local services searches. It's also developing plans to ask new and existing Android smartphone users which browser and search app they want to use. This move comes just a few months before a new EU competition commissioner takes the post. The current commissioner, Margrethe Vestager, is due to leave this year. Next week, US President Donald Trump's top trade negotiators will travel to Beijing. They'll try to resolve the remaining sticking points in talks to end the trade war with China. The meeting is expected to pave the way for a final deal to be sealed by the end of next month if a breakthrough is reached. The US and China have been haggling over a number of key issues, including how a possible trade deal would be enforced. Mr. Trump hoped to conclude an agreement by the end of this month at a summit with President Xi Jinping at his Mar-a-Lago resort. Chinese officials have been adamant that Mr. Xi wouldn't want to participate in a summit with Mr. Trump unless all main issues in the trade talks had been agreed. They want to avoid a scenario where Mr. Trump could walk away at the last minute. Here's Mr. Trump on Tuesday during a joint press conference with Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro.
China's going very well. Talks with China going very well. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
And FedEx is showing the effects of a slowing international economy. The shipping company reported quarterly results below its own expectations on Tuesday. FedEx is seen as a global bellwether of economic activity, and it lowered its full-year earnings outlook for the second time in 4 months as it battles weaker global trade growth. Shares in FedEx are down almost a third from this time last year at $171 each, including a near 6% fall on the latest results. And here's a closer look at a story we're following. Tesla chief executive Elon Musk is facing even more pressure from the U.S. securities regulator. The Securities and Exchange Commission has asked a federal judge in New York to hold Mr. Musk in contempt of court. The FT's U.S. legal and enforcement correspondent, Kadam Schuber, explains the ongoing battle between the SEC and Tesla.
This whole saga begins last summer in August 2018. Elon Musk takes to Twitter and he tells the world that he has a buyout deal for Tesla. And specifically, he says, quote, funding secured.
Wow, what a tweet.
It was bizarre what happened before the tweet, what happened after the tweet.
So people see that the shares spike and it then transpires. He does not have a deal set up. The Securities and Exchange Commission begins investigating. And then quite quickly, September 2018, the SEC sues Elon Musk and accuses him of fraud. Just to be clear, this is a civil case, not a criminal case. After they sue him, he backs down and they come to a settlement just a few days later. Elon Musk has to get pre-approval for any tweets that contain material information about Tesla. He has to get that pre-approval from a lawyer. And then in February this year, Elon Musk goes on Twitter again and he tweets about the number of cars that Tesla is going to make in 2019. He said it made zero in 2011, and this year it's going to make 500,000. Very quickly after that, he has to correct it slightly. 500,000 is not the exact right number. The SEC writes to Elon Musk, it writes to Tesla, and it says, hey, what's going on with this tweet? Isn't he meant to be getting these things pre-approved? And Tesla and Elon Musk write back, and they say, this incorrect tweet about the number of cars wasn't pre-approved. The SEC goes back to the judge who agreed the settlement last year, and they say Elon Musk is violating the settlement and you should hold him in contempt of court for doing that.
And what is Mr. Musk's defense for not getting that pre-approval for his tweets?
Elon Musk makes this argument, Tesla makes this argument, which is that, wait, he didn't need to get this tweet pre-approved because the settlement requires pre-approval of any tweet with material information, and this tweet didn't have material information in it. Moreover, Elon Musk has not been getting any of his tweets about Tesla pre-approved. They argue Elon Musk has the right to decide for himself whether a tweet is material or not and whether he needs to get it pre-approved or not. Elon Musk also makes some other arguments. He argues that, the SEC is overreaching. It doesn't have the powers to try and hold him in contempt of court. They're acting unconstitutionally, that he has the right to free speech, and that the SEC is trying to suppress that.
How did the SEC respond to that?
They are just astonished by. specifically in the filing that the SEC made on Monday, 18th of March, they said it was, quote, stunning to learn that this is how Elon Musk and Tesla had interpreted the settlement.
What are the next steps in this case?
There's a couple of things we could see. Both parties are going to have to ask the judge in New York about whether there should be a hearing about this issue. And then after that, the judge will have to decide whether he is in contempt or not. And if the judge decides that he is in contempt, then he will have to, have the option to impose certain remedies. We're not in the realm of, Elon Musk is going to jail or anything like that. It could be that there are, additional fines levied. It could be that there are, there are changes to the settlement that may make it more restrictive. And I guess the question is whether any goodwill, perhaps, the SEC may have had towards Tesla may be getting sapped by this argument that they're having about whether he's following the settlement or not.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. Today, we'll be following the Federal Reserve as it wraps up its March meeting. Investors and economists are confident that the U.S. Central Bank will leave interest rates unchanged. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the latest business news.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hi, this is Matt.
And Sean.
From Two Black Guys.
With good credit. From a local business to a global corporation.
Partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful you'll make every move matter.
Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more.
What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.